out of the believers' hearts shall flow rivers of living water. Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The reading this morning was from John 7. Slightly earlier in John, in chapter 4, there is a story where Jesus says sort of the same thing. He says, he proclaims that he is the living water for all of us. And it takes place, a place called Jacob's Well. And just to read that part from chapter 4, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. And he means the water from the well. But those who drink the water that I give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give them will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. Jesus is meaning here that he is offering a drink which will clench a thirst that will never need clenching again. And he makes this claim to a Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. And actually, I don't know if the slides are working, Alistair. The water at Jacob's well is really nice and delicious. This is Jacob's well, and I was really privileged to be able to visit it in the summer. It's probably not what you imagine. When Jesus visited, it would have been a well in the ground, in the open air, people visiting it. The church, over time, having identified where the well was, have built a building to respect it and to kind of claim that space on top of it. But you can still visit and drink from that well. The well doesn't move. So we'd sat there. We'd read a bit of John's Gospel and had a bit of a pray and a time of reflection. And I was just being a proper pilgrimage tourist, just sat there enjoying it. And a Palestinian man came in. He was one of the bus drivers who were bringing tourists to Jacob's Well. And in his hand, he had like a crushed plastic bottle, which he went to the well and he filled up to drink. And his kind of knowing nod to the priest who was in the room just told me everything, that actually that was a daily thing he did. He came there every day, he brought tourists, he filled up his bottle, and he had a drink. Now, this man most likely was not a Christian, just based on statistics. He was probably a Palestinian Muslim man. But he was returning there every day, and he was drinking from that well. And it really kind of struck me, it doesn't stop, does it? Jesus was at that well telling a Samaritan woman, you're coming here every day to have a drink because you can't clench that thirst. You're thirsty day after day after day. And it is the same. 2,000 years later, a different person, a different time. But there we all have that physical thirst that comes back daily with us. Yet within our passage today, and within John 4 at the well, Jesus reveals to us that he is a source of water by which no one will be thirsty again. And actually, this is a concept that was really familiar in the first century. In Psalm 78, it said, he made streams come out of the rock and caused water to flow down like rivers. And in Isaiah 43, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the deserts to give drink to my chosen people. This idea of like desperately seeking water was a really familiar concept when Jesus was making this teaching. Because these Old Testament writings, they symbolize that God does care for our physical needs, such as water. Yet Jesus is moving this beyond having a drink into something bigger, a living water that never stops. And this might like actually prompt in your mind, well, what does the living water actually look or feel like? And you know, to state the obvious, if you accept Jesus, if you are baptized, if you're proclaiming yourself as a Christian, it doesn't mean you don't need a drink again in your life. Instead, in John 7, Jesus is identifying himself as a spiritual water which addresses a spiritual thirst which will bless us in this life now. It is a gift that will bring us eternal life, but it's also a gift that will bless us now. It's a double gift. And actually, we can sometimes be tempted to to be thinking about this gift of Jesus as being like this salvation at the end of our lives, something that we're looking forward to. But actually, it's a living water that feeds us now. The change we get from a relationship with Jesus is a spiritual gift. You know, much like drinking water refreshes you and it changes you, a spiritual gift of Jesus as the living water, it changes us now. And really, it's worth kind of thinking, well, what does it look like when you have received that spiritual gift? I just encourage you to take a moment to think of, do you know anyone in your life who has accepted Christ into their life? They've had that encounter with Jesus. And then kind of like, what changes did that bring? And it doesn't have to be immediately. It can be a lifetime of changes. But that is the gift of that living water in that person's life. I really like the quote from C.S. Lewis where he said, "Isn't it funny how day by day nothing changes, but when you look back, everything is different?" We have to attribute those differences in our lives and in our choices and in our direction and our thinking to that gifted relationship from Jesus, from accepting that living water. There's a second part of our passage today, because I said we were going to explore who Jesus is and then what actually that means to us. So Jesus is the living water, but what does that actually mean to us? Just going back to the passage. When they heard these words, some of the crowd said, "This is really the prophet." Others said, "This is the Messiah." But some asked, "Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah is descended from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So there was a division in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So we are one week away from Christmas. And you know, many of us are blessed where people want to give us gifts at Christmas. It's a very common part of the Christmas traditions. As I've grown into adulthood and we've had Christmas, I've pondered like this idea of what accepting a gift really means. And I don't mean like refusing it, like pulling your hands away at the last minute, but actually graciously receiving a gift is kind of polite in itself. You know, we might be honest and say, have you ever received a gift at Christmas or another time and not wholeheartedly taken that into your heart? You might be thinking, oh, that's not the sort of gift I like, or that's not the sort of wine I drink. And you might smile and say thank you, but you haven't kind of really accepted that somebody is trying to gift you something out of love. Because the gift of the living water, who Jesus is a gift to us that we that presents us with a choice. And this concept of a choice, Jesus is something or he is not, it's in there in John's gospel as well as today. You might have picked up in the bit of the passage, there was some confusion. Some thought that Jesus was going to be a prophet, and some thought he was going to be the Messiah, and there's kind of reasons for those confusions. The prophet idea comes from the fact that Moses drew water from the rock, and Jesus is kind of alluding to the same things, but then the Messiah was meant to come from a certain area, but Jesus arrives from Galilee rather than Bethlehem, so there's kind of all this confusion about who he is. And it's quite interesting that even as Jesus is arriving in John 7, there's this choice being presented to the people. Is Jesus X or Y? Is he a prophet, or is he a Messiah? And that is really relevant to us today, because who Jesus is does present us with a choice. In the 21st century in Bristol, the identity of Jesus is still on debate. Okay, we're 1 week from Christmas, which is the celebration of his birth, and people are still divided as to whether Jesus is our Savior, who gives us the living water, or if he is not our Savior. And this is everyone's choice as to which camp they are going to fall in. And if you have a conversation outside of a Christian church circle, the common narrative is not that Jesus is the Savior. Okay, the common narrative is that Christmas is not about Jesus arriving and being this gift of the living water, but it's about, you know, the new present or, you know, the best thing you're going to do at Christmas or the food. That's the common kind of discussions that we'll be looking into and in society at Christmas. And you, whilst you can't choose for somebody else, it is everyone's choice. I want to conclude by lifting up John 7 and what Jesus did at the temple as an encouragement. There is a gift on offer for you. And that gift, it will last forever. And the gift will always remain on offer. It is never withdrawn. And the gift is freely and generously given to you. That gift of Jesus as the living water. And accepting that gift, truly accepting it, will change your life now and will continue to change your life. So maybe the band are ready to lead us into the next song. When I first re-engaged with faith in adult life, I was praying and I was keeping it simple. Jesus, I welcome you into my life. That's about as complex as my prayers could get at that point. And really what I was praying was that this living water that Jesus was talking about in John, I would truly accept that. So I want to encourage you to do one of two things now. The band are free to start when they're ready. You can either pray for yourself to accept Jesus into your life, that gift of the living water is properly and truly accepted by you, and that you are changed by it. Or you might be thinking of someone else in your life who you think, do they need to know Jesus? Have they accepted him? And you'd like to lift them up in your mind that they accept Jesus as the living water in their lives.
Would you like to stand? Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heaven. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Night, holy night, sun.